Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Happy Friday, Edward Kropholz.
Kind of mispronounced the last name.
I did. What happened?
I think you popped in an R there, but I would say that that is the best mispronunciation of my name that I've heard.
Because it's very bizarre. I've known you a lot of years. I don't know what happened, but I heard it as it was happening. It was like I was a listener to the show. And I thought, she just said that wrong.
Why did she say Kropholz? There's no
right.
R.
Yeah.
But also, it's a ridiculous last name. And I don't, this is what's hard.
Tell me the origin.
It is German. And very German. It's like a direct German translation. Every time I've ever met anybody German, they go, oh, your name means, and it means vendor or seller of wood products.
Oh, that's cool.
So, so my people were some sort of wood selling people.
So your name is Edward Sells Wood.
Edward, yeah, and Edward means rich guardian.
Really? Well, that's fair. There's a lot of English king right. names with that name. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, I'm the third, which just means bouge.
Oh, for sure. Bougie all day long.
But you've got such a nice book name. People can just see it and know.
It's very simple.
Very clear. And you pop the F in there because it looks cool. And
that's not why. You know that's not why.
I do know that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know that's not why. Yeah. It's because there was another...
There is. She still is. She still exists. She's in Australia. She's a famous quilter.
And so to SEO your name correctly and to have it exist on its own, you had to put the F in.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Whereas my name, if it's ever on a book or something, I mean, everybody can be like...
Only one.
Oh, Eddie. Oh,
right.
That's how you spell his last name.
That's right.
Kaflotza. That's it.
Kaflotza.
Annie. Yeah. Annie, I have only one thing on my list, and it is, tell me about your 40th birthday.
Oh, it was so fun. I will tell you about it. I'll tell you simply, here's the interesting thing, Eddie. I'm started 19 sentences there.
I like it.
It was the greatest day. My friends just went above and beyond to have a very Annie party.
Oh.
In the middle of Corona.
Oh, that's sweet. Now, listen, I want to go beat by beat, but I also know, like, this may be of just your day, and maybe you don't want to share the whole day with the whole world. So can you just share what you want to share?
So that's the interesting thing, Eddie, is I sat and thought so long last night about why do I have this feeling in me that I don't want to tell any of it?
Yeah, I know. I get that. I felt it when I asked the question.
And I don't know why that. And so I've really thought about it, but there's just a handful of things that... in my life that end up being this level of sacred that I just don't tell the whole thing.
Yep.
So I think I know that's disappointing, but I just feel this like, it just was so special. So I'll tell you, but I just will not tell all the details. I'll just tell what comes out of my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
What my friends had me do a couple of weeks ago was make a list of the people, if I could have a party. And at the time, Nashville was letting gatherings happen of like 75 or something, right? Like it was, there was a number they told me to hit that was under 100. And so I made the list of people in Nashville that were on that list. And then my three best friends from home. I have two other friends that are coming into town later this month. And we're just doing a little thing, but, my three best friends from growing up came up as well from Georgia. So I made the list and...
Very sweet of them to come up.
Gosh, no kidding.
Right. I mean, that's enough. You could have just sat out on somebody's back porch and just goofed all day, right? Like you don't need an event when you've got all your people around.
At every turn of this, I said, if that was it, that would have been enough. That would have been enough. Yeah. And so what they did because of Corona... One of my girlfriends got to my house at they told me to be ready at 8 o'clock on my birthday morning. Mm-hmm. And they told me what outfits I would need during the day. And so I knew there were multiple stops during the day.
Right.
But my friend showed up and had in her hand like a, an agenda for the day.
Yes.
And it had five different stops during the day. And what...
Sorry to interrupt, but just that.
Yeah.
Somebody sat in front of, you know, Word and painstakingly inserted format and font and thought.
Oh, it was
not
handwritten.
Not to mention...
In calligraphy.
Of course. And then not to mention weeks of people texting each other. You realize when you get that in your hand, you're like, well, that would have been enough. Because that's you get this lovely itinerary for the day.
Yes. And what they had done is split my friends up that I wanted to see at one party into five parties.
Oh, see, that's perfect.
And so, yeah, for me, there are a lot of people who are cringing listening to this because the idea of going to five different parties in one day feels like too much.
Yeah.
And it was not, actually, for me.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, Eddie, I started at 8:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I was home at, I left my house at 8:20. I was home at 11:45 p.m.
Great.
And I came home in the middle to shower one time and to change clothes another time. So... It was a day.
Yeah.
We ate great. We had tons of friends around. I mean, it was, but I will tell you the last two nights, Wednesday and Thursday, I have laid on my couch and done nothing. Cause I was like, but the best part was, Eddie. So the friends are split up all day.
Yeah.
So it's small groups because of Corona. Now, so sorry. When we made the list, you could gather a bigger group. Then Nashville went backwards.
Phases.
And so then you can only have 25. And so that all day long, it was groups of 20 or less, all doing different things. You know, one was at a pool, one was a dinner, one was a lunch. I mean, and all of them, there was like the same themed cups and napkins. I mean, it was, I'm telling you, it was above anything I could have ever dreamed. But the cool part for me, all of it was a cool part for me, but the part that was so thoughtful, all of it was thoughtful. The part that was, that was stress relieving for me was no one went with me to everything. Right. So they literally gave me the agenda and they said, here's where you need to be every time.
Oh, that's kind of cool. And I don't know why, but I feel a lack of stress with that too.
Right.
That feels like, that's cool.
I'm not managing the feeling of the friend who's driving me to each of the five parties because I'm sure they are not enjoying it.
Right. Because that's the hardest part is no matter how much you know these two different friend groups are going to get along, you're still the intermediary. And even if it's going really, really well, you're still not off.
Yeah, that's right.
You're still in some way hosting. And so that they removed that hosting from you.
Yes.
Plus maybe this isn't a part of it, but when you travel and you're going to an event, you're being like taken, not, I mean, you travel on your own, but you have someone with you usually, right?
Yes, always, yeah.
Right, so that you're like, and this is where you go now, and then I take you here, and then I take you here. Like, you weren't being ushered. You were still like an independent human existing in your world that just happened to show up to an ideal setting and situation.
Five times.
Five times.
Yes. So five times I got to a party where everyone knew each other and where I knew everyone versus someone going with me who knew people at a couple of the parties. And there was no repeats between, like, of the five parties, there was probably five people that I saw twice.
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
Everything else was this. And so I felt great too, because like all my church staff friends that came to one of them, like they only lost 2 hours of their day. You know, it didn't take up their whole day.
Which they would have gladly had the whole day
to celebrate
you. But also in your mind, you're thinking, like, that matters to you.
Yes.
And so that's a nice, like, let's just remove another thing.
It was awesome.
In your mental. Well, that's a sweet, Annie. That's a good day.
That was a great birthday. It was, it was awesome. I have started working on thank you notes. And even as I write them, I'm like, this isn't even coming close to expressing what I feel. But I don't, there isn't a word in the English language for what I feel toward what my friends did for me.
I wrote thank you notes after my birthday for, we had a, I didn't
did
have
you use
a
the typewriter?
I did. So I love the typewriter that Brian got me, but I'm like learning to use it. And of course, I'm sending it to all my friends. And some of my friends, this is different personalities, are like, oh, thanks so much for the note. And then my friend Jeff was like, thanks for the ransom note. Because it was like not straight and like weird type. That's like, it just looks like a serial killer sent a note. Yeah. As you know, you got one. It's very imperfect.
Yeah.
But it was really imperfect at the time. But I'm really glad you had that day. And I'm glad, like, that's the best reaction. There's two things. I like that you said, like, it was the best. Just because it should be. Like, why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
And I really like that you have and you've always had this, but the mechanism to not feel as though you have to say everything about your life very publicly. Mm. Like it was special enough that it's good to just hold on to part of that and just keep that as part of your fun.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why that seems extra special, but it does.
Yeah. Like I haven't shown any pictures and I haven't, you know, like I'm just kind of living it as mine still, you know, and it is, it was really special. My friends were really caring and really thoughtful. And it is not the kind of party you have when you turn 46, you know, like it's not a normal birthday situation. A normal birthday situation is your couple of people, y'all go to dinner and it's great. But on the big ones that end in zero, you know, that's that kind of day makes sense. That's what I want to throw for my friends when they have big ones, you know?
What is our next one? It's 50, right?
Yeah.
And then they start to do them in fives, right? Because 55 seems like a thing.
I don't remember 55 being a thing with my parents, but maybe it
is. It's not. Yeah, it's tens.
We hit do you know if the fun thing is my dad was, I was born when my dad was 30 and when my grandmothers were 60. And so when I turned 40, my dad turned 70 and my grandmothers would have been 100. But my whole life, it was very easy to keep up with big birthdays because they matched mine.
Oh, funny.
Right?
That makes a lot of sense. That's really funny.
So my dad and I don't know if I've told you this, Mr. F. Downs, who you love. We had a great birthday plan for celebrating 40 and 70. Have I told you this already, what we were going to do?
No.
My dad, he's just the best. My parents are the best. He got me, when they came to town sometime in the winter, he handed me an envelope with a typed up letter, much like yourself. And
your dad uses a typewriter too?
No, it was a computer, but it was a typed up letter.
Okay, yeah.
On letterhead.
Sorry to poke a hole in it.
No. And saying some really nice things about how proud he was of me and that kind of stuff. And then he had included two tickets just for me and him to go see Reba McEntire in Vegas.
No.
Yes. Just me and dad going to see Reba in Vegas for our birthdays. I was like, Mom, you can go. And she was like, I wasn't invited.
Oh, I wasn't invited. No
and then
way.
Coronavirus, so we didn't get to go, but hopefully we will. But yeah, I mean, how cool is that my dad wanted us to go see? And I mean, that's a dream for me to see Reba and Brooks and Dunn in Vegas. That's awesome.
Oh, that's just fun. And all the Vegas stuff, I mean, that place is manufactured nothing and you just eat it up.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm eating McDonald's and I know there's no food in this, but God, if I don't love every bite of it,
that's Padre.
Out there on the little plane ride.
Right. Can you imagine? So me and Mr. F. Downs just heading out to Vegas to celebrate our births. So maybe we'll get to do it again. Hopefully someday things will.
Yeah.
Oof. That we always go there. Yeah. Say, go.
No. The quarantine is heavy on my shoulder. So if we want to do that. Well, yeah, because it's not getting better. And Florida is in the main news now as the new hotbed. And so basically everything's contracting. And yeah. Decisions are having to be made about, you know, school. It's middle of July.
Man, I have a very up close friend who was supposed to get married a couple of months ago and they moved it to the end of this month. Mm-hmm. And the pain of watching it be delayed, not my pain, her pain, the pain of watching her pain as she had to delay it. And then now watching her pain as she's having to make big choices again is just brutal. It's just brutal. This thing is so awful.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it is. And it's like in some ways it's the level that I dislike that it feels like the new normal is, it makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Do you, you know, like, I'm just kind of used to it. And I'm like, no, I want more for my life.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's only been a couple months. There's going to be a vaccine someday. This isn't your life. But yeah, it does start to feel like, oh, yeah, of course, kids are going to be home from school. I mean, maybe they'll go to school. But
I interviewed a pastor yesterday for the podcast. And that's one of the things we talked about was, he said, you know, I think it's going to be a long couple of months and a, you know, a hard couple of years. And then, and I was like, wait, what? What did you say? And I was like, what are you talking about? And
how dare you?
Yeah, you should say it's done tomorrow.
Yeah.
But there is just something about the, how much the Bible talks about perseverance. Mm-hmm. But I am very good. I am actually incredibly good. I will brag on myself at persevering when I know where the finish line is.
100%.
This thing where we don't know a finish line, but we just have to keep doing and keep worrying and keep changing plans and keep not going to sporting events and not flying to New York City and not doing fun things. I mean, things continuing to be canceled when they thought it would get better in the summer. And when there's no end timeline, that is when, you know, there's that scripture in James that says perseverance has to do its work.
Yeah.
And you. And that feels like, I feel like that's what I'm having to say to myself right now is perseverance has to do its work in me, because this is, I don't know how to persevere like this.
Yeah, I don't, I have nothing to add to that. This is, it is certainly, I mean, we've said this time and time again, this is just uncharted and so odd. And there's just the waves of loss that continue to happen. And so I think everybody feels them in different ways. I mean, we were talking pre-40th birthday. There was a wave of loss of, this was not what you expected. And it ended up being a great day, but this was not what you had hoped for. And, you know, school's starting and weddings are happening and life continues. The plans of 2020 continue to march on. And every calendar week is just a new week of opportunity and loss. And sometimes the opportunities and losses are easier. And like, oh, this is actually a really sweet week for us. And sometimes it's like, oh, we were supposed to be on a plane today. You know,
right. We were supposed to,
and it's, of course, coming from massive privilege. I understand the privilege statement of that. But it's
why is that privilege?
Because a lot of people don't get on a plane. A lot of people don't travel. A lot of people don't have jobs. This is way harder for a lot of people than it is for me. But I also so acknowledge that. But at the same time, it is still hard for everybody.
Yes.
In their own way. In their own. It's a unique cocktail of difficulty for every single person.
Yeah.
And that's the weird thing.
And I totally hear you saying on the privilege thing. I hear you. Not everyone gets to ride on planes. But also, I don't think what you are missing is the experience of first class that you are going to have. I think what you're saying is you are supposed to be having an experience now that you're not getting to have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Life was to be lived.
Yes.
And this is, it still will be. But you sometimes just get fatigue of reinventing what that looks like. We can pivot. Let's figure out. We're not going on this vacation. But what can we do that's fun? And then you figure out something fun. So I'm excited. Next week we're traveling. We're not traveling. It's car tripping and we're going to my parents' house.
And you're going to lie to all the listeners because we're going to record on days that are not the days they release.
Oh,
and it's going to feel so bad in your soul.
You and I, peek behind the curtain, Jenna and I were scheduling. Jenna is the magical gatekeeper of the calendar.
That's right. The chief Annie officer.
She's very, and in some ways, she's becoming an officer of me, which
that's true.
Fully relinquish that control to her because it seems like she's keeping me on board.
She does it better. She does it better.
I'm like, why wouldn't you be asking me these questions? This is, I feel like I'm not in control anymore.
Well,
but when I was in control, I wasn't.
Yesterday, where she was like, hey, Eddie, why is there a scheduled day on this day?
Yeah. And it was like, well, that's a good point. There is a show that day, but I did schedule things kind of anyhow, but we're going to have to reveal to the listener.
You hate that.
About 3 weeks. There's about 3 weeks, the next 3 weeks, because of our different schedules. We're not, it's going to be week of, but not day of.
That's and right. Well, I'm not gonna, every day, just most of the Fridays get moved next couple of weeks.
Oh, and we're just going to lie through our teeth.
No,
happy Friday.
We will say happy Friday and then we'll say, And then you, because you insist on breaking the fourth wall, will say, everyone, it's actually Thursday.
Oh, good impression. That is...
That's why I'm crying out for SNL.
That is the girl impression of a boy. Yeah. Oh, hey, oh, oh, hey. But this is somebody else's bit from a comedian. It might be Seinfeld, but...
that makes me bring back to you that this is old business, but the... podcast you told me to listen to with Mike Birbiglia is brilliant.
Isn't it?
Oh my gosh. I have all my friends are listening to it now. I've told everybody, just like you told me, this is how things grow in size and depth is people tell people to listen to them. Oh. And it's so good. He's so humble. He's so kind. Hearing someone practice their jokes. Now there is a language warning for our friends who are listening. They don't use all kid-friendly language, but...
Big boy talk.
Yeah, it's so interesting to hear a comedian working... In the first episode with Ira Glass, where they are literally working on the shape of the podcast episode and what it's going to be like going forward is so interesting.
Oh, I adore it. And it also is... I think for some people, I wonder if it would wreck it for them because they just like to hear the final product and think Mike Birbiglia is the best. I really like to hear Mike Birbiglia starting out where I feel like I could start out. Like to me, it gives me inspiration of like, oh, okay. He's a lot better than I am even in his starting, but it's not Mike Birbiglia good when he starts.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really your funniest friend plus a little bit, plus a lot of experience. Good.
That's it. Plus experience.
Like,
yeah.
And you're like, oh, I get that. Yeah. I can see that path. But you recommended to me the best podcast, my favorite podcast of certainly of this year, which is when you came on and did that kind thing with IJM staff.
Yeah.
Gets together frequently on Zoom just to do some like enrichment things. And so we'll get together and talk about gardening or we'll talk about movies. And our friend Ruthie organizes the whole thing. And we did a week on podcasting and we had these phenomenal podcast guests, of which the keynote speaker the Friday was Annie F. Downs. Annie F. Downs comes on, everybody's very excited, chatting about podcasting, doing the thing. And you recommended, one of the questions to you was like, what podcast do you listen to?
Yeah.
Do you like? And you recommended the Anthropocene Review.
Yes, by John Green.
Cannot get enough of that show.
Really?
I've consumed the whole every episode and just wait. When the new episode comes out, it's like the destination episode. I'm like, I'm not going to fall asleep to this. I'm running to this. Like this gets a prime spot. Man, what a good show.
What do you like about it?
Well, for those listening, the basic idea is that he reviews two things that are either user submitted or just come from his mind, but it's like super duper random stuff. Like,
And he scores them 1 to 5.
Right. And it's like, what was some of them? Monopoly.
Yeah. Monopoly. So he'll do like Monopoly and Galaxies.
Correct.
Like and two so, random things.
Well, I think first is the cadence and tone of his voice is just, it's just really satisfying for my ears and brain. But then there's not a lot of music. It's not super produced. It's just him talking. And it is so darn engaging.
Yeah.
And I also like that it is kind of a cool historical quick look at, you know, easy bite-sized look at something that's pretty interesting, like Monopoly, but also some interesting facts about it and, you know, even controversy around it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the rating at the end is just, it's not a real, like, salacious, like, Siskel and Ebert, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, that's
right. It's sort of like, overall, this is where it fits in the culture of the world.
Yes.
And you always agree with it because you're like, yeah, you know what? Galaxies are kind of a bummer sometimes when you think about it. I do give them 3 of 5 stars, but then there's always that inherent punchline that he just rated Galaxies.
Yeah, that's right. Just, that's right.
Yeah. So to me, it just works. But he is so warm. I just like him a lot.
Yeah.
Why do you like it?
I'm a fan of him, John Green, the author. Yeah. I've been a fan. Do you know? You know, he and his brother have a YouTube channel.
No.
Called Vlog Brothers, and they've been vlogging. Okay, this is a deep dive, but we're just going to do it for just a second. I think I'm going to tell this correctly. I think it was 2007 that Christmas of 2006, they gave each other camcorders for Christmas and decided that for the entire year, they were only going to speak to each other via vlog. So Funny. Each day they went back and forth, and that was their only communication. They could not call, text, email, anything else. They could only talk to each other through video blog.
Oh, wow.
Right. And it was, and somehow someone turned me on to it then. And so I watched their whole year. And so I've just been a fan for, what is that, 13 years of his. Yeah. And he writes novels. People know, y'all listening will know who John Green is. He wrote The Fault in Our Stars, which was a huge movie, and a bunch of, yeah, that's who he is.
Fun. Sometimes I like things like this where I don't do the deep dive because I felt like there was more to him, but I just wanted to enjoy him on a purely, like, I don't know anything about this man other than he is this perfect show. And I don't want to, but he wrote Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
And because I'm such a fan of him, I follow all of his work. And so when he started Anthropocene Reviewed, I started listening to it. So I interviewed him one time in person. Have I ever told you this?
No.
I interviewed him one time in person. The Fault in Our Stars did a tour, the movie, and they came through Nashville, and the PR person got me on the press line. And I could not have, I mean, it was the strangest experience. He was so kind and so lovely, but he does not know me because I'm just a fan. I have watched his YouTube videos for a decade at that point, right?
Yeah.
And so it was this very strange disconnect because I feel so closely related to knowing him. Like I know him. And because I watch all of his things, he doesn't know me at all. So I had to really manage my expectations of, you're going to feel so much more connected than he is. And that is okay. And that is good. That's the work that he does. Like, that's fine. You just have to, I mean, I had to really manage my own expectations of, like, he's not going to, like, laugh with you at jokes. He doesn't know you. Y'all are strangers.
You must feel that in your own, like, people walk up to you and make a joke or say something, and there's got to be a disorienting moment where you're like, how do you know?
Yeah, well, John Green's personality and my personality are very different. And he's very public about this, that he has some anxiety stuff that is really prevalent in big groups.
Yeah.
Therefore, his big group experience and my big group experience are very different. And so to me, I don't have that. I love it. I love when people talk to me at restaurants, or the only time I don't love it is if I'm exercising. Like this sweet neighbor of mine mailed me a letter recently said, I see you every day out running. I wish you well, you know? And so that's fine. I'm so grateful for that because I'm huffing and puffing and, you know, we're trying to hit our times on Couch to 5K. But just about any other time, I don't mind it at all. So John Green and my personalities are really different. But I knew that going into it of like, so no, it doesn't bother. I love when people speak to me in public. And he does too, I would assume. It just filters a little bit differently.
Triggers different things.
Anyway, I'm really glad you like him.
Oh, it's amazing. I remember when we were at your speaking event. It was like
when you came
years.
To the That Sounds Fun weekend?
Yeah. And so fun. But I was like, there was a moment where producer Chad and I were like, I can't. Because you're just in it. You're just chatting with everybody. And producer Chad and I are like, I'm falling apart. Nobody knows who either of us are, but I'm so tired and I can't handle any more conversation. And we were like a half hour in. Like I had just gotten there and Chad and I disappeared deep into, I forget, was it like a big church or something we were at?
Yeah, it was a church, yeah.
Yeah, there was this like little meeting space inside a room under the stairs. It was like a Harry Potter room.
Yeah.
And we both just sat in there and we kind of didn't talk. We were just like, whew, okay. Okay, we got 10 minutes.
Right.
So we'll give it 6 minutes and then we'll go out there. And of course we walk out there and you're like, hey, friend.
Yeah.
Woo, pictures. Let's do the thing. And it was all authentic and real. And then we get on stage and you're like, oh, this is why. Because everybody knows you. And everybody's like, oh, Eddie.
Yeah, they know you do. Him. Yeah.
I remember him from a Christmas show.
This is what I'm missing in the quarantine is I'm not in airports. I'm not in restaurants. I'm not getting to see strangers who walk up and say hi to me. It is added to the list of things that I am sad about today.
Well, sorry to flip it this way, but added to the list of things then that I'm pleased about. I would rather, honestly, in my heart, deep down, I would never like to never exist outside of when I hit stop on this recording. That's it. I disappear for you.
Oh, okay.
For every, not for you, sure. But for like, I don't ever.
It's there's so, nothing else to it.
No. What else? Yeah. Who else talks to you for a half an hour directly to you twice a week?
That's right.
That's all we need.
That's
we
all
did
I
it.
Need. Which, by the way, we haven't talked about Eve's birthday, which was the same day as my birthday. How was it?
Very sweet. It was just a very, very sweet day. We just, it was sort of like, because of course we're home, it's kind of like an old schooly birthday.
Yeah.
Like presents and cake and her little favorite foods throughout the day and special, I mean, she loves America's Funniest Videos. And so I just hear the three of them out there just laughing at people falling down and stuff. And it was just a sweet, sweet day. And she was very happy. And
she's getting new shoes.
She's buzzy. Oh, we did. We went and got
supposed to
send
me pictures for the world to know. I got to FaceTime with Eve on our birthday. And Lucy immediately showed me the outfit she had got Eve for her birthday. Top and bottom. Very cute. Lucy. And then that y'all were going to get new shoes at the outlet too.
Yes, Lucy. Eve and I went to the Nike store and went through it. Just it was a good face masks on and went through Paola at the Nike store. She's not listening, but she started to realize, no, we're going to try on every shoe in this store that fits. It's not a visual thing like, oh, I like this one on the shelf. Let's find my size. It's I'm going to see it on my feet and check it out in the mirror.
Sure.
And she found a cool little pair of maroon Nikes and she is just very sweet. So
it was just so glad.
It was a good day. It was it was a very sweet day.
Yeah, that's really fun. Good. I'm so
my
glad.
Girl's nine. I mean, that's a big deal.
Do what?
And she's like all grown up.
Yeah, the next next year is the big double digits.
Can't even.
You never go backwards from that.
Can't even talk about that.
Yeah. We're going to have to throw a 5-part party for her. That's the only way to do.
Oh, as we just, as parents just weep and weep.
Yeah.
Because you just never forget that they're this little baby. And then all of a sudden they're like having conversations and reading chapter books. Oh, I see. You're growing
up.
Yes.
Oh, you're a person. Okay.
Ah, got it.
Yeah. What do y'all have this weekend?
Well, looks like we have rain. So
us too.
The best laid plans of doing a little maybe day trip somewhere or crashing a friend's pool while they're out of town. Don't know. So what we have this weekend is flexibility.
Yeah.
What about you?
You know, I have a big house job this weekend, but I want to tell you about it on next week. I want to tell you after it's done.
Well, I believe that you can do it. And I love house projects and I love that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. So on Tuesday, the two things on my list already for Tuesday, just for you to get your mind around it, is I want to tell you about my reno project that starts. And I want us to talk about setting up single people.
Oh.
Two topics. Wow. Yeah. I've got them. Nice. Do you have anything on your list for next week?
I have a little short list developing of things that aren't full conversations, but like things I'm obsessing about or things that I feel like are. So I may just burn through like four little small things that just I have to say out loud so that I can check them off the list.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Great. Oh, man, that's going to be great. I'm already looking forward to Tuesday, which we're recording on Monday, and you're going to tell everybody and it's going to be fine.
Hold on. Why are we recording it on Monday?
I don't know. My calendar says Monday. Oh, boy. We're publicly discussing this with everyone.
Hold on. No. Everybody should know what just happened. I cannot remember what days we record. And so it's either Monday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Friday.
It's Tuesday, Friday.
You say it like that because that's how your head works.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that with me. And so things get all gobbledygook. Now I understand why Jenna sent me that Slack message.
Yeah.
Because I scheduled a show on Monday and I scheduled them all on Monday. And there's
So we don't need to do it on Monday?
No. I'm fine. I'm all week next week.
Great.
I've scheduled the rest of the July shows all Monday, Friday.
Yeah, no.
What in the world? See, this is what I dislike, because now I'm so frustrated with myself, I have to write a post-it note. And so I have a few post-it notes in my office of things that just don't, are not, never going to make it past the gates. And I don't know why. And so
the gates of your mind.
Correct. Then they'll never make it in there.
Okay.
And so I am going to, like which size shoe I wear.
Yeah. Okay.
It's never going to lodge in there.
Okay.
I can tell you an edit time.
You don't know what size shoe you wear?
Not typically. I mean, I got to look it up every time, because I'm like within, I'm like, it's somewhere between like 11-ish, but I kind of don't remember all the time. And so I always have to go back and check a pair of shoes. And it's like, that's, what's the deal?
Yeah, that's fascinating.
I can tell you how long New Activist episodes were. I can tell you cut times. I can take you to a moment in an interview and know exactly where it is.
Uh-huh.
I cannot. Oh, I this is, it is so far. Directions?
Yeah, you can get anywhere.
No, I can get nowhere ever.
I can get nowhere.
I cannot get from my own house to my church.
Okay, we have to save this. This is such a longer conversation. This is such a longer conversation that I'm adding it to the list. So just so you know, I'm adding it to the list. But we have to. We can't start that. That is such a deep dive for me. This conversation I need a full 7 minutes of serious to do that.
Yeah.
And so I'm just adding it to next week.
That is really funny. I do not okay. I'm in. Annie.
Okay.
Happy birthday week.
Thank you. What a great catch up you and I just had. And we spent, dear everyone, we just spent 4 minutes scheduling the next shows. Are you going to fix it on my calendar, by the way, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. I have to go through every Monday now.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Scrub them all. There's no Monday. There's no reason for us to record on a Monday,
no.
According to my calendar.
Nor
or
I.
Yours.
No.
So, oh, poor Jenna.
Yeah. That explains. She was like, I don't know why he's doing that. I was like, just ask him.
And, yeah, and, we'll I like, and I was like, and I was like, because we have a Monday show. And she's like, cool, thanks.
Yeah.
And I was like, what was that all about? Because she's 100%. And I felt 100%. I was like, maybe we just don't, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
That's so, Jenna, sorry.
This one's on me.
This one's on me. And I just wrote a post-it note that says Tuesday, Friday.
That's funny. All right, Eddie. Yeah. Well, I hope you'll have a great weekend.
Thanks, pal.
You guys too. Go out and wash your hands, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday. We have shows on Tuesdays and Fridays.
See you all Monday. Bye, buddies.